Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Debuting alongside Mario back in 1981, Donkey Kong is one of Nintendo's oldest and most beloved characters, with his most famous games being the Donkey Kong Country series. And much more recently, his newest game, Donkey Kong Bonanza, released on the Nintendo Switch too and won Best Family Game of the Year during this year's Game Awards show. However, I will not be talking about any of those games. Instead, I'd like to bring attention to one of Donkey Kong's most unique spin-off games. Unlike Mario, who has dappled in countless genres for his spin-off games, there aren't nearly as many Donkey Kong spin-off games by comparison. But the game in particular I'm here to talk about is a relatively niche title by the name of Donkey Konga. Donkey Konga released on the Nintendo GameCube in 2003 in Japan, then later released in 2004 for other regions. Interestingly, this game was not developed in-house by Nintendo, but was developed by Namco, the company behind Pac-Man. And more specifically, it was developed by the team behind the popular Japanese rhythm arcade game series Taiko no Tatsujin. And as such, Donkey Konga is also a rhythm game and plays almost identically. The player uses a unique GameCube controller modelled after a pair of bongos, and they have to play the bongos and clap their hands in time with the music that plays in-game. Speaking of the music, there are several different music tracks to choose from. Some are Nintendo music tracks taken straight from Super Smash Bros. Melee, some are pieces of classical music, and the majority of other tracks are popular songs from across the decades, mainly rock, pop, and disco songs. But rather interestingly, the track list in the game is different across the North American, European, and Japanese versions of the game, with the European release featuring many more famous songs compared to the North American version, and the Japanese release focusing more heavily on J-pop songs. The game also features a few unlockable mini-games and even allows two players to compete against each other. And though the game is intended to be played with the DK bongos instead of a standard controller, you can play the game with a standard GameCube controller, if that is what you prefer. Donkey Konga later received a sequel game fittingly titled Donkey Konga 2 that released in 2004 in Japan and then 2005 overseas. The sequel featured many new songs and had a greater focus on additional multiplayer modes. And then a third entry in the series titled Donkey Konga 3 released in 2005 in Japan, but unfortunately never received an international release. Rather strangely, this third game featured many songs from both 80s Nintendo games and classic Namco arcade games, making up about a third of the game's entire tracklist. Other than the series being referenced in Donkey Kong's Final Smash in Super Smash Bros. Brawl, along with Wii U and 3DS, the Donkey Konga series has never seen a new entry since. But on the other hand, the game series it was based on, Taiko no Tatsujin, can be played on the current Nintendo consoles outside of Japan, and even features some special Nintendo songs, along with Megalovania from Undertale. So that's something. Join me again next time.